This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, October 3rd of 2021, 12:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 695.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for,
insert date here,
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2021?
Is it really?
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
What's going on, dude?
Reading the entertainment news for the week.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on. The big thing, though, that I have to tell you about. Actually, we'll go cover that in a few minutes. It's big, big Venom news. You've been reading much about Venom?
No, I have not. I have actually been so busy with other things.
Yeah.
That I know it came out.
Yes.
And that's about all.
Yeah. That's there. Well, I'll tell you in a minute. But so what's been going on?
Work. That's it.
Work.
As I said, I think on the last show, I'm having to fill in on the morning show on our news talk, and which requires me getting up a little bit earlier than I normally get up, but about 4 now as opposed to 4:30.
Right.
So then I'm getting ready for an event next weekend. I believe after that event, on that Monday, I'm going to take a few days off, but Ian and Margie are coming in.
Cool.
And so we're trying to get the house ready for that. Still unpacking everything in the house.
Yeah.
And becoming a responsible homeowner.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mowing the yard and doing all this other fun shit. So, have not had a chance to game much this week, which is a shame.
There you go.
But I've also been just very foul moods this week.
Oh, see, that's not good. That's not good.
And I was like, hey, I know what the shaman feels like now.
Yeah, see, I had one day like that this week. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I had one day where I woke up and I was just like, the first motherfucker that says a word on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere, I am just going to unload because I am just in the dumps today. But apparently you've been there all week, so.
Well, I mean, now the thing is I start my days off great. It's the end of the days.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the problem I have with any kind of time. Anytime I have to do mornings.
Right.
It's not like I'm basically go in, do a 4-hour morning show.
Right.
And then work for 4 more hours and leave.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't happen.
No.
It's go into a 4-hour morning show and then put 8 hours in after that.
Ugh.
You know, it just, I can't get enough done.
Yeah, so you're in that lousy position of being the guy in charge and having to fill in on the morning show.
But I did overhear a conversation amongst some of my employees.
Yeah.
The other day. I said, hey, look, Charlie's got a lot of stuff on his plate right now. We got to do whatever we can to help him out.
There you go.
But you're like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
The fact they recognize that I'm taking on a lot of shit.
Right.
And I didn't even have to ask them. They just did it on their own.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good. So.
Good for them.
So they've been helping out in quite a few things. So.
That's cool. Good.
Yeah.
You doing all the music or you got anybody to do some of it?
Oh, they schedule the music.
They do? Okay.
Schedule music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing more of the, I'm taking care of a lot of promotional stuff.
Right.
And trying to keep that straight and then trying to get all this done. Mm-hmm. I've got to go tomorrow and pay for the park rental for the event next week. And I got a fire hydrant rented for the day. So we can, hook up another faucet to it where we can get water out for pools and stuff like that for dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we can have water around there. Dogs can drink and play and whatever the fuck
you
want
to. You rent a fire hydrant?
Yep, from the city.
Really?
Well, you pay like your deposit, and they just charge you whatever the water, how much water you used.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty wild.
So, yeah.
I guess I never really thought about the fact that when stations do that, somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but again, and then I rented some bouncy house. Well, yeah, that was the day. The day I really lost it was I thought this person was taking care of it. I'm like, okay, great.
Right.
And they hit me up. Was it Monday I had to go in? What day was it I had to go in? That somebody was Monday. I can't remember. Was it Monday? I don't know what day it was. I had to go in, and maybe it was Tuesday. And yeah, it was Tuesday. Tuesday I went into the morning show. Got done, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I get hit with more shit to do. Ugh. I get out of there about 6 o'clock that night after being there since 5 o'clock that morning.
Jesus.
And then I get an email. Hey, my person backed out from getting us on the bouncy houses. Can you help out find somebody?
Oh, no.
And I just lost it.
Oh, bad.
I was just, you know, I told my boss, I said, fuck this place. I am so over it. I am this close to just walking. He knew I was mad.
Yeah.
He said, I'm just tired of bullshit and tired of taking, you know, whatever.
Right.
Next day, got up, found bouncy houses, and I'm like, you all didn't even fucking look. You still up here, oh, I can't.
We'll just throw it at Charlie.
They weren't looking. Yeah.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Man. That do suck when you get shit thrown at you that somebody else could have done.
That, and when, you know, everybody knows I'm kind of carrying a lot of hats and doing a lot of different things right now.
Right.
So, whenever I shoot out this schedule, this email schedule, yeah, like, hey, here's what's going on. You know, let me know if there's any mistakes or if there's something that's not on here. And as soon as I send it out, here comes three emails.
Oh, no.
But one email was on something that had been on the calendar for about a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just, and the thing is, the event was the next day.
Oh, shit.
And I thought it was 2 days away. And I'm like, really? I ask every single time for you motherfuckers to look at this shit and tell me if there's something wrong. I got a lot of stuff going on. I get dates confused when I've got 1,000 things going on at once.
Right.
And you just wait till now. Oh, if this is this date. I'm like, you could have told me this 3 weeks ago and saved me a lot of problems.
Right, right. That sucks.
One person went down with things that still has not made it back in yet. It's been about a month, so I'm shorthanded on that end.
Shit.
So I have my board ops and stuff. I'm so short on. I'm actually going to have to run a ball game on Thursday night this week because I've got nobody to run a ball game.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't have a lot of part-time hours anyway.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things for part-timers anyway.
Right.
But, you know, they said, well, we could hire somebody else in here. I'm like, yeah, but once this other guy comes back, he's not going to have, I'm not going to have as much time.
Right, right.
I said, I'd rather not and see if we can make it through. And so far, so good. Till this week. So.
Damn.
And I texted him yesterday and was like, hey, man, you ready to come back to work yet? I'm not quite there. I'm like, all right. You know.
Jesus.
Yeah, because the cat had, you know, the vid, so and was in the hospital for it and everything else.
Right.
He's been out about 3 weeks. He's doing better. He's feeling better. He said it's taking your. He has no energy now.
Oh yeah, that's what I've heard from everybody. And, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's gonna be a long hauler situation or what. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, anybody that's had it, you know, of substantial amount, just basically it's taken a lot out of him.
Weeks,
so.
Yeah, weeks to get back to normal. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, fingers crossed. But as the world turns and goes on, heavy is the head, man.
There you go.
So yeah, that's really why I have not really focused on anything. I have not seen it. I've yet to watch Free Guy. I have yet to do. I mean, yesterday I went to the CCU football game.
Right.
Except for the tailgate because one of our stations is out there for every game, and we have 200 boxes of Bojangles chicken.
Damn.
Yeah, we put it out there for tailgating.
Shit.
So, and it's free.
Okay.
So, we're out there pouring tea, putting boxes out, and you know, keeping all that rolling. So it's, I'm out there. Well, it, but 200 boxes goes in about 45 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chickens.
And so it's not that bad. But I mean, that was, I got out, I picked up the chicken at noon. Tailgate started at 1. Game started at 2:30. Yeah. And I didn't, I left there because I knew I had to do stuff at home. So I left there about 2:45.
Yeah.
Everything packed up. Got home, mowed the yard, helped out with Terry with a couple of things, and then sat down and was just basically, kill me.
Yeah.
Wiped yeah. But I wanted to get out a little bit because you really hadn't been out much.
Right.
And as you saw my post from last night, yes. Hey, it's after dark on a Saturday and I'm out.
And you're out. Yeah. That surprised me.
And we didn't, we weren't out much longer. We were home back home by 9.
Because
I got home to watch the end of the UK games. I was watching it while we were out. Board. And watched the end of the football game last night.
Everybody's screaming about that this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
my Facebook feed is filled with everybody celebrating.
Yeah, they looked good last night, though. They really did. So
I don't know.
Well, you will soon enough because you're a bandwagon jumper.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Not for football?
I don't do football. No, I don't do football. I have never been able to get into football. I will occasionally, well,
except when we played Madden.
Yes.
We get into it.
Yes. I would play Madden on the Xbox, but when it comes to watching a football game, I can't do it because the average football game is like 4 hours long. I can't watch.
Yeah, roughly.
I can't watch.
About 3.
Yeah. See, I can't do anything for 4 hours. Anything, you know.
Yeah.
Shopping, driving, you know, anything. I can't do it for 4 hours. And I'm damned if I'll sit down and watch a sports event for 4 hours. I'll watch basketball games because they're usually about 2 hours and you're in and out.
Roughly. Yeah.
Yeah, roughly, you know, I can get in and out. So I'll watch a basketball game occasionally. But no, football I don't do. Plus, football's one of those, you know. And this is just me talking out my ass. But football's one of those games where I go, yeah, sure, there's planning involved on plays and shit like that. But on the whole, football is just 4 hours of men brutally beating each other senseless.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
When you nutshell it, I mean, that's, you know, if you if you ignore, you know, the amount of planning and everything else, in its purest form, it's just men beating the shit out of each other. And that, you know, I've never been able to watch boxing or anything like that either because, again, it's the same thing. It's kind of like I don't care how much you tell me planning goes into this or strategy, you're just basically clobbering the fuck out of each other, and that bores me. I can't get into it. Can't get into it. Basketball I love. Baseball?
Yeah.
No, I can't watch baseball either. Golf, I'll watch golf, which is the dumbest sport in the world to watch.
But it's easy.
It's easy, you know.
And it's perfect for napping.
It is. You can drift off in the middle of it.
Same way with NASCAR.
That's
NASCAR
true.
NASCAR is perfect for napping.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, because you can basically, you know, be there, watch the beginning of the race, nap off and on throughout it, and then boom, next thing you know.
Yeah.
you're up to the end.
Yeah, you're at the end.
You see all the good wrecks.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and if you did miss one, they always run them in replays throughout the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
I can get into racing. Racing's not that bad to watch. I can do that. Golf, though, you're just watching. You watch the guy hit the ball, and you're sitting there straining at the TV, leaning forward in your chair going, I don't see it. Where's the fucking ball?
Oh, not anymore, though.
Really?
No. It's like they've been watching people who play video games got involved.
Yeah.
And they broadcast. So now you see the line.
Oh.
Like you would in your golf game.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've watched golf. Long time. Not a long time since I've played it, though. I'm playing constantly.
Well, virtual golf.
Virtual golf, exactly, yeah.
And the golf you're playing is not really golf.
It's, well, you know, you still got to plan your shots and shit, you know. Have you played the two new courses yet?
I played the ice one the other night. Out here. I think Monday or Tuesday night. I did sit out here on the porch, pulled the switch out, and played for probably about an hour and a half. People online
playing by yourself, so you can get a lot of Oh, were you playing with people or by yourself?
Yeah, playing online.
Oh, okay.
I just jumped in, playing by yourself,
it's amazing how many holes you can get in an hour and a half. Yeah. But playing with other people, that's a different story. Yeah.
And we were all playing. Everybody hits at the same time.
Oh, you were playing. Okay.
Yeah. So it was going through pretty fast.
I was going to say, that is pretty fast. Yeah.
Except for when, you know, you had people who just took their sweet ass time. Right. Come on.
Yeah. Were you playing any speed golf where you got to run?
No.
Okay. I like speed golf. I don't play it very often, but I do like it.
Yeah.
It can be fun. Can be fun.
Okay. So let's jump in here. Today's going to be kind of a quicker show. And no show next week if you're looking for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just letting you know in advance. I've got an event next Sunday that'll be pretty much my entire day.
Nice.
Unless we have something later on that evening and we have like an open half hour or so.
There you go.
Show.
Possible.
But more than likely, no.
So Venom 2.
Okay.
Have you heard anything about the post-credit scene?
I have not heard a thing.
Oh, dude.
Did they tie in Hollander?
They threw a curveball with this one.
Okay.
The end credit scene, Eddie and Venom are in a rundown hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking, chattering back and forth, and suddenly the room shifts, and suddenly they're in a nice hotel room, sitting there with the TV on, both confused looks, trying to figure out what just happened. You look over at the TV, and the TV is running the news conference of J.J. Jameson unmasking Peter Parker.
From the end of No Way Home.
Right.
Far From Home. Yeah.
The news conference is on the TV, and there's Tom Holland being demasked by J. Jonah Jameson. So basically, none of the studios have really said anything about it, but basically the takeaway from this is they just brought Venom into the MCU.
Wow.
And that we'll see some more crossing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. I'm happy they're bringing Venom because I really enjoyed the first one.
I have a feeling at what they're doing, and it's smart. I mean, and Marvel's going to do this too, just because they want to keep Spider-Man in there.
Right.
Is find a way to basically, you know, work with Marvel Studios.
Right.
If you want to keep Spider-Man, yell at us, use some of your stuff in our other Spider-Man movies.
In our movies, right.
Yeah,
I'm totally cool with that. Totally cool with that, because now apparently they've got Kraven.
Especially
if
you
want to
triple in, you know, all these other characters from the Spider-Man universe.
Oh, yeah, because the Kraven the Hunter movie is supposed to be coming within the next 18 months.
Yeah.
And apparently Sony is already working on a Sinister Six movie with Spider-Man involved. And a lot of people are theorizing that they may use some of the villains from the Spider-Man movies in the Sinister Six. Nobody's sure. You know, again, nobody's sure. They're theorizing, but nobody's sure if they'll bring in the original actors like Jamie Foxx's Electro and shit like that. But the theory is, you know, that's what people believe that they're going to do. Is
well, you've already got Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Oh, he's already been confirmed. I didn't know this until yesterday. He's confirmed. We'll see. Wait a minute. I think, if I remember right, I think he's supposed to pop up in Doctor Strange at some point.
Yeah.
And they have confirmed, or Keaton has confirmed, that he is in Morbius.
Okay.
The Living Vampire, which is also premiering next year.
Yeah.
I think it's summer of 2022, if I remember right. So he's already confirmed. He's apparently in that, playing the Tombs character. Nobody's sure if he'll be playing the Vulture again, or if it'll be an in-prison type thing, or if he's out, or what. But he supposedly has been confirmed for Morbius, so we're going to see that character staying in the universe apparently for a while at least.
Yeah.
Which is cool because I love that character. I'll watch anything Keaton's in.
I mean, they really are going to have to figure out how they're going to, without Downey.
Right.
And without Evans.
Yeah.
Build another franchise. I mean, something that you can kind of center it on.
Yeah, build another Avengers.
Not necessarily another Avengers, but have a linchpin.
Right.
That keep people interested. Sure, you got Shang-Chi making a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Black Widow's okay.
Yeah.
But what's the next major character? You don't have a Hulk movie.
No.
Captain Marvel's hit or miss right now. We don't know.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, we know you got that going on.
Yeah.
We have to wait and see what's going to happen with the Eternals.
Right.
They're not even part of the Avengers anyway.
No, the Eternals aren't, no.
Yeah. We'll see what happens to the Guardians. Again, they're not the leaders of the Avengers anyway.
No, they're not. They're add-on.
You're going to have to figure out something. We're going to get another Captain America, but we got to see how that's going to pan out.
Right.
Will people still be going in,
as interested in the character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a Black Panther movie without...
Bozeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It's like they got to find something in here that keeps people interested. People are familiar with this.
Yeah. Something they can build phase four and phase five around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, like I said, if they bring a Norman Osborn type character in, then everybody knows that. Okay, that's good. We know that guy, character.
And that character, Norman, you could build the Thunderbolts and everything else. And, you can make a whole few movies out of that whole, storyline.
Yeah, we know Ruffalo is staying on his Hulk.
Right.
And you got Thor. You do have Thor. I forget. You do have Thor.
That's true.
But, Thor is not really the leader type.
No.
So it's going to be very interesting to see who they put in that role as the leader of the Avengers.
Right.
So.
It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Unless they find a way, because there has still been rumors that Evans may come back in.
That would be nice.
If not Captain America, but as maybe Steve Rogers.
Right.
Because that's what happened in the comics. He kind of came back, but he was Steve Rogers.
Right, right.
He wasn't Cap for a while.
Could be interesting.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. We'll see. And apparently Hemsworth has talked in several interviews that he has no interest in walking away from the role for the time being. So, we can only assume we're going to get at least, we know we're getting one. But the assumption is we're going to get at least two or three more Thor movies out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm praying to God.
In the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
When they make it the next Avengers.
Right.
I mean, again, Hemsworth's not stupid.
No.
He knows exactly,
Oh, yeah.
All right, this keeps me going. This keeps me getting paid. Right. This allows me to do all this other stuff.
Right.
Why do I want to leave?
Yeah, exactly.
Evans, on the other hand, what's he doing these days?
Not a damn thing. I can't remember.
He's gotten into politics,
Yeah. I can't remember the last movie I really saw him featured in besides the Avengers.
Knives Out.
Yeah.
He wasn't a huge character in Knives Out.
No. He was just one of the secondaries.
Yeah.
And I guess since they're going to do, they're doing a new Knives Out. Well, matter of fact, Netflix bought Knives Out 2 and Knives Out 3. And Craig's supposed to be signed for both of them.
Yeah, I saw him on CBS Sunday morning this morning.
Yeah.
And he was like, it'll take him months to learn the accent again.
Right. That's funny. So, yeah, I can't imagine how they'd bring the characters from the first one back in for the second and third, because it was a story that was begun and finished and it was over. Everything was taken care of, so I don't know. Again,
evidently he's gonna be Buzz Lightyear in something.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's funky. Damn. I'm surprised
he's an uncredited, I guess, cameo in Free Guy.
Okay. Oh, he is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, his scene is awesome. His scene is awesome. Yeah.
It's a TV miniseries.
And for our friends in Canada and the United Kingdom, Callum, looking at you, you guys apparently get Free Guy now on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because I logged in. I kicked in the VPN last night and logged in through Canada and logged in through Britain. And sure as shit, checked Disney Plus, and both countries had Free Guy on their Disney Plus.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, damn, you guys, you know, got it out of the gate. Shit, yeah. That's pretty fucking cool. You know, we had to wait or either pirate it or wait till we don't even have a date, if I remember right. We don't even have a date.
I thought it was November. Something in November, yeah.
In November, okay. It should show up, if I remember correctly, on HBO Max first, and then like 6 months or a year later, then it'll go to Disney Plus here in America. So.
I guess HBO Max is not as big outside the U.S.
I don't even, I don't even know.
I don't even know if they have it outside the U.S.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if they're worldwide yet.
I know Disney Plus is, because I hear ads for it on,
yeah,
you know, stations, right. I listen to out, you know, out overseas.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know if HBO Max has gone overseas or not.
Oh.
Good question. So, we'll have to look that up.
So what kind of money did Venom do?
Venom did, let's see, I have it written down here, 71 mil. It actually exceeded projections.
Yeah, I'd say so.
For this weekend. So they, and actually that was, that 71 million, because last time I looked, there was nothing new up about, let me see if there's anything new about numbers for this weekend. There was just projections that were made on Saturday for Venom 2, which was reporting, like I say, 71 million. Let's see. Nope. They don't have, the numbers are not out for today. But again, 71 mil is what we're looking at. Who knows, maybe even a couple mil more. Biggest box opening of 2021 so far. Yeah.
What did Shang-Chi have?
Don't remember. Let's see. Oh, 1 minute. Here we go. 1 minute. Hold on. It actually, I just stumbled across an article that lists it. Let's see. Better comparison is,
oh, no. $90.1 million.
Oh.
$90.1 million. This is CNN. That...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $90.1 million. It almost broke 100.
Biggest for the pandemic era and second biggest ever for the month of October.
Some bitch. Good for them. Yeah, here's a 3-day opening of Shang-Chi was 75 mil over Labor Day weekend. Yeah. 90 million. Shit, I hadn't seen that number. Damn.
Sony had tempered its estimates for the film, projecting it would come in around 40 million, while other analysts projected a take of 50 million or higher.
Wow.
Those expectations seem low, especially in retrospect, but theaters are still trying to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic, and audiences may still be skittish once the since the global health crisis is ongoing.
If I remember right, I think we've already got a date. Let me check.
Okay, it wound up actually beating Venom.
Did it really?
Yeah, Venom made $80 million in 2018.
Good for them. It's not listed here yet, but if I remember correctly, I think I saw a release date of sometime in November, either November or December, for Venom 2 on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blu-ray, Space 1999, Evil Dead Groovy Collection, Rick and Morty. Oh, when's Rick and Morty Season 5 coming out? Let's see. No, I can't. I don't see anything here on a date. But I saw something recently in the past 4 or 5 days about a date has already been given for Venom 2's release on Blu and 4K UHD. And what was the other movie? We already knew Free Guy was coming out. I think it was Shang-Chi. I think it's already got a date of like end of November for its
Disney Plus,
for physical release. Yeah. Well, no, its digital release is November 12th, I think, on Disney Plus. And I think 2 or 3 weeks later, we'll get a physical copy in stores. So I'm waiting patiently for that to come up. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Wait, there it is. There's Shang-Chi. I don't see Venom. Shang-Chi, November 30th on physical release. Digital on 11/12. So November 12th, we'll get it online on streaming. And then physical release 2 weeks later, 2.5 weeks later. Still nothing here on Venom. Where is the... God, where did I see that Venom? Damn it. Oh, great. Another streaming service? Because that's what we need. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Well, wait a minute. It's free. Hold on.
Oh, well, hey, all right. Today,
Kino Lorber and Giant Pictures teamed up to launch a new streaming service for genre classics called Kino Cult. Service is free. Debuts today in the U.S. and Canada, both online and via apps on Roku. Yay! Be sure to visit the website here. Because Kino Lorber has some awesome fucking genre stuff. Let's see.
Such as?
Oh, let's see. A lot of horror drive-in movies. Beware the Blob, Ape, Astro Zombies, Nude Vampire. 80s stuff. Star Slammer, The Quest, Rawhead, Rex. I love that movie. The Wanderers. Let's see. What else? Straight to Hell from Alex Cox. They've got all the Mario Bava horror films. Let's see. Occult movies, White Zombie, Vampires, Luciferina, Hardcore Horror. Let's see. Modern Love. I don't know what the fuck that is. Documentaries. Kino Lorber has a lot of really good out-of-the-way releases. They have very few real mainstream big movies, but they have a lot of minor movies like The Quest. If you saw the poster here from The Quest, you'd be like, oh, I remember that movie poster. It was a lesser-known film from the 80s about some kid in the wilderness or something. It was, I remember a lot of people saw it, and it's one of those that people mention when they think of older 80s movies that they loved growing up. But, yeah, I'm going to have to sign up for Kino Cult. It's free. K-I-N-O for anybody who's looking. KINOCULT.com is their website. Yeah, I'm going to have to sign up for this. Fuck. Looks like you're getting some good shit. Some of the Hercules movies. And it is on, let's see, it's on Roku. Looks like Fire Stick, Android phones and tablets, Apple TV, Google TV, and there's Amazon Fire TV. So shit, it's on every fucking platform.
Dang.
Yeah, they got it everywhere. And iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Do they still make the iPod Touch? I don't know. I guess so. I didn't realize that. Why would you need an iPod Touch if you got a phone? I don't get that. But hell, who knows? Let's see. What else have I got written down here? Squid Game. You and me were talking before the show about Squid Games. Apparently, it's the number one rated, number one most viewed series currently on Netflix. And real sketchy description of it is it's a Korean series. I think it's dubbed. It's a Korean series that deals with a lot of people who get involved in this game, and they find out people can die in it.
Yeah. And I really have not heard a single thing about this. I'm not 100%, you know.
Apparently it's huge.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna end up giving in and trying it out. But that, anybody who's curious, you might want to check it out. If you're a fan of Battle Royale, great Korean movie, sounds kind of like it's in a similar vein, and Battle Royale was awesome. Love that. Love that fucking movie. Halloween 2, Halloween Kills, releasing October 14th in theaters and on Peacock. Cannot fucking wait. Because the first one, the Halloween Part 1 from last year? Yeah. It was either last year or the year before. Two years ago. Okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a great continuation of the whole Halloween story. And for anybody who's confused with all the different sequels they made over the year, basically the new trilogy, Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends, all with Jamie Lee, they pick up years after the original first 1978 Halloween. And this new series ignores every other movie that's ever been made besides Halloween 1, the original. So, yeah, you're going to end up with a quartet. You'll end up with four movies that comprise the actual recognized, fully official series. So, yeah, anybody who's been waiting for that one, October 14th, that's 11 days. Uh-oh. Fuck, I can't wait. 11 days away. I'm all excited about that. They're in the midst of filming right now, James Gunn and company, working on the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Yeah.
That will be showing up on Disney Plus later this year. Actually, I guess in a couple of months.
I wonder how long that's going to be.
Oh, I don't know. I'm betting probably an hour.
Yeah.
I'd bet probably an hour long. I think everybody's coming back for it. And...
Well, Hemsworth be in it.
Is he in it?
Last time we saw him.
Oh, I wonder if he's actually doing it with him.
And they're in the Thor movie.
Yeah, they are. They're in the Thor movie. Supposedly, James Gunn has said that he's going to have a new character, a new old character in the special.
Okay.
He won't say who it is, but apparently it's a established Marvel character that he's bringing into the special.
So what's his status right now with Marvel?
He's still official. Yeah, he's still in favor with them. He's doing doing this, and he's doing, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 next year, I think.
Yeah.
And it's got like a 2023 release date, if I remember. But he's still in good favor with Disney. I don't think he's doing anything. He's already said that Guardians 3 is his last Guardians movie. So I don't know if they'll keep him around to do more superhero
stuff.
He'll
probably be a producer.
Possibly.
Well, remember at one point they talked about letting him kind of helm the cosmic.
Did they?
Universe.
Okay.
Yeah, they talked about that. Of course, that was before all the other stuff.
Yeah. The firing and then the rehiring and everything else.
Yeah. Which they kind of knew it was going to happen that way anyway. Let's do Facebook right now.
Right.
And we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
So what you paid your price. Yeah. Now, at the same time, what's his relationship with DC? Is he doing any more stuff for DC?
DC has said flat out they want to do more with him.
Yeah.
They have very much said in interviews, and industry insiders have said DC wants to do more superhero movies with James Gunn. Because not only, of course, that he just did Suicide Squad, but he's also doing some of the directing and a lot of the writing for the Peacemaker series that we're going to see come up in the next couple of months or so over on HBO Max. So he's definitely staying involved with DC, which I'm all for. I'd love to see him. I'd love to see him do a dark Justice League or something like that. I'd love to see him do something along those veins.
We're going to get into a, why can't I think of his name? The character's name, Constantine.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to see Constantine, but done by Gunn. I bet it would be awesome. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. If you have not heard this, I am not a fan of Seinfeld. Never have been. Didn't think it was a good show. It always bored the shit out of me. But it's now, as of October 1st, on Netflix. But apparently fans are going nuts. Because Netflix decided to do what I consider to be a mortal fucking sin. They reformatted it for 16:9 widescreen.
Oh, they did pan? Or they did the not pan scan, but
cropping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cropped out the bottoms.
They cropped out the bottoms and some of the top to make it widescreen for the service. And apparently a lot of people are pissed off because some important jokes are now kind of neutered.
Lost.
Apparently there was a big joke about George losing his keys in a grate In the original episode, the Great is in the scene, and he's looking down at talking with Jerry. Apparently, you don't even see the Great in the new cropped version, and it totally ruins the joke. So, and that's the only specific instance I've seen somebody quote about so far. But apparently there's quite a few instances of that cropping fucking with the actual visuals in the series. And I have always hated, matter of fact, we were discussing in one of the groups I was in the other day, somebody was asking the group's opinion about buying the Addams Family on the Vudu system. Because I think it was $9.99 for the entire series, all three seasons. It was on sale for $9 for the entire series, and everybody was like, "Oh, you know, get it." And one guy came up and said, "You know what? I'm waiting. I'm not going to buy it yet. I'm waiting for an HD version because it's in standard def." And and the guy was like, "You know, I'm waiting for the HD release. You know, I'll pay a few dollars more to have HD versions." And I immediately came back to the guy and was like, "Yeah, exactly." I came back to the guy and I said, "You don't really think they're ever going to release an HD version of this? For one thing, there is no way that studio is going to put the kind of money into it that it would cost to remaster the entire series and turn it into widescreen, since that's what they do for most of those older series when they do remaster them."
Yeah.
I said, "They're not going to pay the money for that." I said, "Secondly, if you've apparently never seen the discs or the streaming version, because they look black and white stuff tends to survive really well. Black and white stuff, if it's done well originally, it looks good without a lot of fucking with. It just looks
really..." And that was a pretty clean series anyway.
Oh, it was. It was a very clean series.
Everything I remember anyway. Yeah. It was nothing really that would be... Not like the Beverly Hillbillies or something, which, you know, that's... It wasn't... Didn't... When they were in black and white, it looked better than when it went color.
Yeah.
But it still just wasn't as clean as like the Addams Family. It was like nice and crisp. And...
Yeah, Addams, they did a great job with Addams, and it looks really good. So basically I was making fun of the guy and a couple of messages going, you know, "Don't be an idiot, you know, just buy it now because you're never going to get a better copy." And, you know, and like I said to him, you know, I'm quite happy. I've got the discs and it's in our Vudu. So I don't need fucking... You know, and that's the last thing we need is for them to start cropping that fucking series, you know, incorrectly and cutting off images on the top and bottom. That would really yank my crank on a great old series like that that looks good on a square, in a square format, or as they call it, Academy ratio. So, there's more of that shit going on. Scar Jo settled her lawsuit with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson settled her lawsuit with Disney. Apparently, they've come to an agreement. It is, what's the word? It is a private agreement, and the details are unknown. But, according to press releases that they've both released, the studio and her, it was very much implied that she will continue to work with them, including in the new Tower of Terror movie that they're working on. For some time in the next couple of years, because that was one of the first things that came out when she sued them. Apparently, all work stopped on Tower of Terror and a couple of other movies that she was going to be involved in, and the assumption was they had stopped because she was no longer going to be involved because of the lawsuit. But apparently, she will be now. So we've got that to look forward to. I'm really excited about a Tower of Terror movie, because I love the ride Tower of Terror, and it's a real fun. Have you ever been on that?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's a lot of fun. It's got a great story behind it with this haunted hotel and all this shit, and it's a really cool ride, and it's a really good story that they built around it, which is one of those things that Disney fucking excels at. I gotta hand it to them. They do a real good job with building stories around their attractions. So, we can apparently look forward to seeing her in that movie.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe we'll get another Black Widow movie. Who knows?
Yeah, again, we don't know what happens. I mean, maybe that's how they bring her and Chris Evans back.
It could be. Because there was a are you caught up on What If yet?
I have got to watch, let's see, watch the Marvel Zombies episode.
Okay.
Then I got the Ultron one. What if Ultron one? Has there been a new one since then? Was there a new one this past Friday?
So you've seen the Ultron?
Yeah.
I have not seen the Ultron. I'm too behind. I haven't seen the Thor one, and I haven't seen the Ultron one.
Now, is that it? Are we done with that?
Well, that's what everybody thought. But no, they're taking like a four-week break, and I think it's either October 14th or October 21st. I think it's October 21st. They're coming back with the final episode of the series. And word is, you know, where we had talked a couple of weeks ago about, gosh, I hope they did a second episode of Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They just let it end where it ended.
Which I was fine with it. After watching the Zombies, I'm like, I'm fine with this.
I agree. Yeah.
It's what if. I mean, it's, here's, you know.
In retrospect, I don't have a problem with it. But apparently, all of these episodes have been building to something launching off of the Ultron episode. Apparently, we've received
It goes back to, in the Ultron episode, it goes back to the Doctor Strange episode.
Right. He appears. Yeah.
At the end of it.
Yeah. And they tie those two series together. Well, word is that the final episode later this month, everything will come together and gel with apparently a second half of the Ultron story where the Watcher will actually get involved. The threat will be so great that the Watcher will get involved with the battle.
Yeah, I mean, because that's really, because I was wondering if they put out another one, because it really did. That's the one I was like, okay, wait a second, you can't, you know.
Just end it.
Because the Watcher's involved, right. So it's like, let's see here, I'm pulling it up right now. Season one. And, yep, if Ultron 1 is the last one right now.
Okay. Yeah, October 21st is the final episode. So apparently they're bringing it all together. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, but somebody involved in the Marvel world said that it's a very real possibility some of those characters will be used in the upcoming Marvel movies. One that was specifically mentioned as possibly showing up in the movies is Captain Carter.
Okay.
The alternate Captain America. So,
yeah.
This may, I mean, it is. You know, I view the What If animated series as part of the overall continuity, because basically all we're doing is multiverse worlds.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be part of the MCU canon? You know, why wouldn't it be part of it? So that's cool. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing. No. How old is Haley Atwell? Hey,
not that old.
Alexa, how old is Haley Atwell?
Mid 30s.
Oh shit, 39. Yeah, she can. She can easily play that for a few years.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great character to have around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be totally cool with her appearing. Maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe that's going to be the replacement for Captain America. Not for Captain America, but for Chris Evans. Maybe that's the idea there, is to have her come in as the Chris Evans type character and go from there. Who knows? Fuck.
Could be.
I don't know. All I know is this all this multiverse shit. It's really starting to get complex. It's really starting to get really complex on all the different tie-ins and alternate things, and you know, I mean, holy shit!
And sadly, I think Marvel will do it right.
I think they will.
Versus DC, I don't think they know what they're doing.
No, they don't. They have no idea. Now they're talking, now DC's talking, unnamed people in DC are talking about the possibility of the Zack Snyder universe continuing as animated features. And I'm kind of like, we've already seen, you know, three movies that were live action And, you know, I it wasn't perfect, but I very much enjoyed the Snyder director's cut of Justice League. And I would like to see more movies from those people, not an animated series.
Yeah.
Granted, there are things you can do in an animated series you can't do in a live action, and that's cool, and I dig that, but I'd rather see live action.
Well, I think the biggest problem there is, you know,
getting the people back.
The voice actors, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Momoa's about the only one. Momoa and Gadot, you know, are really the ones that are still under the umbrellas.
Right, right.
Even though that, I did have yet to even watch that Wonder Woman movie.
You still haven't watched 84?
Nope.
No. That's funny. It's
well, I mean, once I kind of heard that's the gist of it, everybody's pissed off, I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, it pissed me off too.
Right.
Why am I going to invest in this movie?
A whole 2 hours.
And
yeah.
This character.
Yeah.
Just to go, what the fuck? That was stupid.
I had my hand on. I was going through my Blu-rays the other day, trying to make some space and put some of the comic movies I bought on the shelf in their respective positions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I... Shit, where was this going?
About the fact that, you know, it was a piece of shit. It wasn't necessarily a piece of shit.
Thank you. Yeah. That's where it was leading. I noticed that I never bought Wonder Woman 84. I bought Wonder Woman, even though I wasn't a huge fan of it.
It was a good movie. It was all right.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I bought Wonder Woman when it came out in blue just because it was a DC movie and I have to own it. Same thing with Wonder Woman 84. I have to own it no matter how shitty it was because it goes with my DC Universe collection, animated and live feature. And it needs to be on my shelf, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's even cheap now. It's already dropped to like $13 on blue, and I had my hand on the button, and I was getting ready to order it, and I was just, you know what, I'm just not in the mood right now. There are so many other blues I'd like to pick up right now that I'm not going to worry about it. I'll eventually pick it up. I know I will, you know, as I will also pick up, which I'd rather pick that up now, I will also pick up the Zack Snyder Justice League on blue. It is out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and this pisses me off, HBO decided they wanted to keep the movie on HBO Max and keep people coming back for it, new viewers and repeat viewers. So they, for the first time on any DC live feature, as far as I know, they did not include a digital code, and Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League is not available. Let me double check that. The last time I looked, it was not available on any streaming platform. Let's see, Zack Snyder. No. Justice League. No. It is not available on any streaming service, Vudu or anybody. You can't buy it. It's HBO Max only. So that's what's held me back from buying the Blu-ray is I'm kind of like, well, you know, the Blu-ray I stick on the shelf and I'll probably never watch it again. I just want to own it. But the digital I would watch again, but you're not giving me a digital with this one. So you've given me no incentive to buy it.
Yeah.
Maybe at some future point they'll put out a version that does contain a Vudu or Movies Anywhere code. And I'll buy it then, but for now I'm in a hold pattern. Holy shit! The Suicide Squad, the new James Gunn.
Yeah.
Shit, man! At Vudu, it's $24.99 to rent.
Oh, geez. Just to rent?
Yeah, just to rent. Buy is $32.
Good lord.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Who's gonna fucking pay? Man, I'd be amazed if they sold 20 copies. Nobody's going to pay $31.99 for...
No.
No.
Well, somebody will.
Well, that's why I say, they probably sold 20 copies.
But, all right, so anything else we need to get to, as I'm sure that we are getting ready to come up on the end of this thing here, is I'm going to head to the beach, and I know you got things to do today.
Yeah, I've got the... I got the kids coming over.
As we get ready to start wrapping this thing up.
There you go. Boy, that was
a put a pin in this one, and we'll be back maybe next week, maybe not.
We'll see.
Yeah. I can tell. Yeah. So we will see if we come back next week or the week after. Until then, have a good one. If you'd like to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link in the show description, also on the website, too. If you'd like to leave us a review, we'd appreciate that as well. That's it for this week. So until the next time we talk, have yourselves a good one. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.